as the Grizzlies, California League Single A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, take on the Modesto Nuts, California League Single A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, in game number 4 of this 6-game series. Fans, for your safety, we ask you to remain off the dugout tops at all times. Dugout tops are for Grizzlies game day staff only, including on-field staff, ushers, and security personnel. Thank you for your cooperation. Although protective netting has been installed, as a reminder, fans, please keep your eyes on the field of play, as flying bats and balls can still enter the stands at any time. And please inform any children in your care of these risks. The security station, lost and found, and first aid stations are all located behind section 124 on the main concourse. Restrooms are located on both sides of the concourse for your convenience. They are located near section 108 and 118. Family restrooms are also located along the main concourse. Fans, the Grizzlies would like to remind you that the smoking area is located in the northeast corner of Tulare Plaza, Gate 7. Electronic cigarettes are only to be used in the smoking section as well. The courtesy booth is located on the main concourse behind home plate and is your source for everything Grizzlies. From ticket information to lineup sheets, you'll find the answers at the courtesy booth. Plus, if you're celebrating a birthday or special event with us at the ballpark tonight, make it memorable by seeing your name in lights on the big screen. Sign up at the courtesy booth by the end of a third inning to get your message up on our brand new video board. So Chancy Park has made the transition to a cashless venue for all Grizzlies baseball games. This change will protect the health and safety of our fans and staff while providing quick, streamlined service. Fans can exchange their money for a preloaded card at the currency booth or at the ticket office back window, both located on the concourse. If you still need cash, the Grizzlies have ATMs on the main concourse that are located near section 118. Fans, you'll find tonight's lineup and Cal League standings behind section 124 on the main concourse. Grizzlies fans and citizens of California, show your pride by stopping in the Grizzlies team store and picking up the latest in Grizzlies fashion. With brand new merchandise for the 2022 season, the team store and its staff have you covered. The team store is located behind section 120 and online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Step up to the plate now through July 1st at Chanti Gold Resort and Casino. Earn 501,000 base points to swipe on the kiosk and win loads of prizes like Grizzlies tickets, $1,000 in cash, e-cash, and more. Cash drawings every Thursday and Friday to win your share of $24,000 and hit a home run at the finale where you can win your share of $39,000 in home hard cash. Only at Chanti's $600,000 Swing Big Giveaway. Fresno Yosemite International Airport, your hometown airport, welcomes you to the Chanti Park, home of the Fresno Grizzlies. Enjoy the game, and when you're ready to travel, check out flyfresno.com to see the latest offers from your favorite airlines to your favorite destinations. So you can see
what's going on. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit makosmartrobotics.com.
Famous Dave's Barbecue, located at the corner of Blackstone and El Paso Avenue, is now at Chanti Park. Famous Dave's is known for their authentic pit-smoked barbecue and has been serving the Fresno community for over 16 years. Make your day famous and try their Kodiak tri-tip sandwich or their famous rib tips and wash it down with a sweet tea, located behind section 113. Toyota is proud to be the official vehicle of the Fresno Grizzlies. Visit your local Central Valley Toyota dealer today to check out Toyota's lineup of 11 fuel-efficient hybrids. Go Grizzlies! Tonight's pit speed is being tracked by the California Highway Patrol radar gun. See how fast your favorite pitcher is throwing tonight. The California Highway Patrol reminds you to watch your speed while traveling and do not attempt to text while driving. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Anheuser-Busch is here to remind you to enjoy responsibly. Here are some ways you can take part and make every experience with our products a great one. First, be a part of the 97% of drinkers who don't drink after driving. Or don't drive after drinking, rather. Whether it's leaving your car behind, planning ahead to be the passenger, or hailing a ride, you can make it happen. Did you know that impaired driving has been cut in half in the last 30 years? It's because people like you make the right choice. Second, remember to hydrate between drinks. Have a glass of water between your buds, or enjoy a non-alcohol beer like Budweiser Zero or Busch NA. Third, remember to eat. Grab some fries and a burger to enjoy with those brews. Fans want to see your selfie up on the video board? For the first time ever to Chansey Park, tweet your photo or post to your public Instagram using hashtag RaiseTheBear. That's hashtag RaiseTheBear for your chance to be featured on our brand new video board later in the game. Hey, baseball fans, when the Grizzlies win, you win at Raceway Car Wash. That's right. If the Grizzlies win a home game, you win a free $20 car wash. Raceway Car Wash, with four convenient locations serving the greater Fresno area. Raceway Car Wash, a clean so easy, you can't afford not to wash your car. Fans, we have a lot of excitement in store for you tonight. So let's go down to the field and welcome tonight's on-field hosts, Cruz and Jenna.
Thank you, Brandon, and welcome, fans, to Chansey Park in beautiful downtown Fresno, home of your Fresno Grizzlies. All right, so I'm Jenna.
And I'm Cruz.
Wait, hold on.
Cruz.
Okay, I'm Cruz.
Okay, I'm Jenna.
There we go. And we got some news for y'all about what we got going on tonight and the rest of the weekend. So first and foremost, if y'all haven't noticed, it is Star Wars night. Is there any Star Wars fans out in the audience? Ah, there we go. Nice, nice. So we have characters going around all over the stadium from the 501st Legion. And we got some Mandalorian characters coming around everywhere. So make sure y'all stop them, grab a picture, and it's going to be a ton of fun. What also you want to make sure you grab is one of our jerseys that the players are going to wear. So our players are wearing special Star Wars Night themed jerseys, and you can like bid on them. Yeah. We're auctioning them on FresnoGrizzlies.com/auction. I'm excited for that. But I hear we also have something else tonight, Jenna.
If you guys have been missing out, there are fireworks after the show tonight They'll be coming right over there. You can't miss it. It's sponsored by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. So thank you so much. Stick around after the game as well. And then tomorrow night, Cruz.
Oh, I'm excited.
The Fresno Growers Night. Themed jersey.
Themed jerseys once again. Like I said, if you want to bid on those, FresnoGrizzlies.com/auction. But the fun doesn't stop there. So tomorrow night we have Growers Night, and we even have our Idea Fest brought to you by Fresno Unified School District. So you guys are going to see all kinds of creative activities to do out here in the stadium to promote awesome ideas. Remember, Fresno Unified is going to open the public here at 4:30 to go and tinker and get some of that creativity out here at our Idea Fest. I'm super excited. Jen, are you excited?
I'm ready to go, you guys.
All right, so that's what we're excited about. But I have some even more exciting people I need you to meet. It is our G-Force. Grizzly fans, make some noise for our G-Force. I'm going to introduce them to you guys one by one. Up first, we have Tony. You'll see Tony helping out with some of our games on field, making them happen. Up next, we have Alyssa. All right, coming right after that, we have the Bear Keeper himself. We have Dylan. Last but not least, the lady with the clipboard. You know her as Taylor, but she is T-Swizzle. All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Jenna, who are we missing?
I don't know. Maybe the player?
6 foot. Parker. Grizzly fans, I need you to make some noise as we bring out my buddy, my pal, the best mascot in baseball, Parker.
Where's he coming, Cruz? Oh, I see him back there. Whipping it per usual.
I love it. Instead of pod racing, it's like a it's ATV pod racing. I like it.
Just by himself.
Grizzly fans, as Parker approaches home plate, I need you to scream! Welcome to Star Wars Night, buddy. All right, that's all we have down at the field. I'm going to send it right back up to y'all.
Please direct your attention to the pitcher's mound for tonight's promo pitches. Leading us off tonight, representing Sunnyside Little League, please welcome Francisco Villa. Great job, Francisco. Up next, representing Clovis West Cal Ripken, make some noise for Brendan Toecat Dunlop. Nice throw, Brendan. And now, in honor of Teacher Appreciation Week, please welcome the leadership team from the Fresno Teachers Association. The Fresno Teachers Association represents the over 4,300 educators, school nurses, and trades professionals in Fresno Unified. Throwing out our first pitch tonight is FTA President Manuel Bonilla. Great job, everybody. Make some noise for all of tonight's promo pitches. And now it's time for tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Modesto Nuts. Leading off, playing center field, number 8, Jonathan Class A. Batting second, designated hitter number 2, Victor Labrada. Batting third at shortstop, number 18, Edwin Arroyo. Batting fourth, the first baseman number 38, Robert Perez. Batting fifth in left field, number 16, Randy Bednar. Batting sixth, catcher number 13, Freyudy Bautista. Batting seventh, third baseman number 17, Ben Ramirez. Batting eighth, right fielder number 4, Joaquin Cabrera. Batting ninth, at second base number 6, Brett Rodriguez. And the starting pitcher tonight for Modesto, number 20, Joseph Hernandez. And now, here's the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies! Leading off, playing shortstop, number 2, Adiel Amador! Batting second, in center field, number 1, Braden Ward. Batting third, at second base, number 4, Juan Burrito. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 11, Braxton Bulford. Batting fifth, first baseman, number 35, Hunter Goodman. Batting sixth, left fielder, number 28, Zach Kokoska. Batting seventh, designated hitter, number 14, Juan Guerrero. Batting eighth, right fielder, number 8, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting ninth, third baseman, number 9, Iverson Rodriguez. And the starting pitcher tonight for your Grizzlies, number 16, Ryan Castillo. The Grizzlies starting lineup is brought to you by Toyota. Now making their way to the field are tonight's umpires. Behind home plate, Cass Cousins, and at first base, Trevor Patience.
It's Friday night in Fresno and time for some minor league baseball. Modesto Nuts Baseball is on the air. Tonight, the Nuts Class A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners play game four of a six-game series against the Fresno Grizzlies, Class A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies here at Chuck Chancey Park. Well, thanks so much for joining us. My name is David Gentile in for Geetson Gologli for the next three games of this series the rest of the weekend. Before we get started, I wanted to say a thank you to Keaton and to the Nuts organization for allowing me an opportunity to come on down and fill in for a couple of games. And the Nuts right now looking to stay hot, heating up. Two straight wins, leading this series at 2-1. Last night, the Bats were hot 12-6 on the strength of a season-high 5 home runs for Modesto as a team. So the Nuts back-to-back victory, snapping a nice winning streak by the Grizzlies coming into the series and for Game 1, which Fresno did take a couple of days ago. For Modesto, Joseph Hernandez gets the start, and he is working on a really nice start to the season. 2-0 in four starts with a 1.89 ERA coming off of six shutout innings on April 30th, his last time against the San Jose Giants with seven strikeouts in that one. For Fresno, Brian Castillo will get the start. Two solid outings to begin the year, over 9 2/3. Five shutout frames for Castillo with eight strikeouts. The strikeout numbers have still been good. He's been hit around a little bit in his last two contests against Lake Elsinore and Stockton. So Castillo looking to get things back on track in his fifth professional season for the right-hander. Well, we are going to step aside in anticipation of the national anthem here, but when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups and get things underway. It's game number 25 of the 2022 campaign, the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies, right after this.
Make some noise as they take the field. Here's the defensive lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies. In left field, Zach Kokoska. Center fielder, Braden Ward. Right field, E.J. Andrews Jr. Third base, Iverson Rodriguez. Shortstop, Adiel Amador. Second base, Juan Brito. First base, Hunter Goodman. Catcher, Braxton Fulford. Starting pitcher, Ryan Castillo, and manager, Robinson Cancel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please stand and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem, performed tonight by Haley Williams.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Ooh.
and gentlemen, Haley Williams.
As we welcome you back into the broadcast booth from field level here at Chuck Chancey Park, it's the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies. David Gentile with you on the call tonight. Let's go ahead and set the lineups for you as we're getting ready to roll here right before this top half of the first inning. Here is the batting order for the Modesto Nuts to come in at 12-12 in 24 games under the manager Austin Knight. Jonathan Classe leads it off. He's playing center field. Victor Labrada is DHing and batting second. Edwin Arroyo, the switch hitter, bats third and plays shortstop. Robert Perez is in the cleanup spot at first base. Randy Bednar bats fifth in left field. Freddy Bautista will once again do the catching and bat sixth. Ben Ramirez plays third base and hits seventh. Joaquin Cabrera is out in right and batting eighth. And Brett Rodriguez rounds out the order, the nine-hole hitter at second base. And here's the defensive alignment for the Fresno Grizzlies. Hunter Goodman at first, Juan Brito at second, Adeel Amador at short, Iverson Rodriguez at third, Zach Kokoskis in left, Braden Ward in center, E.J. Andrews Jr. is in right, Braxton Fulford will do the catching, all backing up the starting pitcher, Brian Castillo. Castillo, who dons number 16 for the Fresno Grizzlies at 6 feet tall, 145 pounds, right-handed pitcher, originally from Santiago in the Dominican Republic, international undrafted free agent signee back in 2017. So is he in his fifth professional season here in this 2022 campaign for the 21-year-old. The opening day starter back on April 8th against Stockton. He's recorded a no decision three times in four starts. Five shutout innings in that game against Stockton, which the Grizzlies won 5-4, and then a good outing against San Jose, but has had some struggles in his last two goes of it, including last time out against Stockton, 4 2/3. Not a bad outing, 6 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned with a walk and good strikeout numbers. Ended up with a no decision in that win. First pitch of the day is a fastball outside. The batter is Jonathan Classe, and it's 1-0. Right-handed pitcher, Classe standing in from the left side. The pitch. And taken right down the middle, fastball for a strike. Makes it 1-1. Classe batting .256 on the year. 3 homers, 15 driven in. The pitch. Swung on. Popped up, left side, shallow left. Running in is Kokoskis from left field, and he will make the catch, calling off Adeel Amador. And Class A is retired on a flyout to left for the first out of the inning. Long run in that time for Kokoskis out in left. Amador was running out as well from his position at shortstop. They ended up converging about 15 feet onto the outfield grass in shallow left. So one down, and here's Victor Labrada. Castillo's first pitch to Labrada. Fastball on the outer half for a strike, and it's 0-1. Working quickly here, winds and deals the 0-1 pitch. This one bounced over to the right side. Slow roller on a handful of hops. Taking its second, Brito tossing to the covering pitcher Castillo, who will not get there in time. And Labrada will get aboard as the first base runner of the game for Modesto. It was a bouncer over to the right side that pulled Hunter Goodman away from first. So Brito picked it up at second base. Castillo was covering. And Labrada, with enough speed, to go ahead and beat out the play over to first. So Labrada at first. Here's Edwin Arroyo. The pitch. First pitch fastball. And fouled off back into the left side. Just on the inner half that time. And it's 0-1 to the switch hitting Arroyo. Labrada at first, 0-1, just underway here in the top of the first inning between Modesto and Fresno. And Castillo will toss on over to first base, and that's part of the rules this year. We've got the pitch clock, of course, 18 seconds with the runner on base, 14 seconds with the bases empty, 2 disengagements allowed per at-bat. 0-1 pitch this time is taken for a strike. It's 0-2. Going back to the fastball that time. Guy in Castillo that can touch 100 can sit in the upper 90s. The 0-2, fastball away. One ball and two strikes here, working against Edwin Arroyo, the shortstop, batting 295 on the year. And Castillo had an appendectomy in spring training back in 2021. Didn't touch a ball until extended spring training. Now back in action. Comes set, kicks and deals. And this one line down the right field side for a base hit. Getting all the way over into the corner, E.J. Andrews Jr. up with it. Labrada being waved around third. He will score. And now heading to third. And in there is Edwin Arroyo. It's an RBI triple for Arroyo and the Nuts. Strike first here, which is one gone in the first inning. So Arroyo has now driven in 23 runs on the year. And that's just a nice, easy swing. Really good stuff, given that he was behind in the count. Line drive just out of the reach of Goodman at first base. Went all the way down the right field side, and a long run for Andrews, so enough time for Labrada to come on in and score. There's Robert Perez. First pitch fastball snapped in at 97 for a strike, and it's 0-1. So Class A flying out to start the inning. Labrada with the single. And then Arroyo coming in to score. No, Arroyo driving him in with the RBI triple. And that pitch is down and away. Off speed. And taken for a ball. Evens up the count here at a ball and a strike. Righty on righty matchup here. Castillo comes set. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Brought the heat that time again at 97, elevated right over the middle of the plate. And it is 1-2 to Perez, who's hitting 284 on the season. Modesto comes in at 12-12 overall. Third place in the Cal Nor. Swing and a drive, right center gap. Andrews chasing after it, and he'll make the catch. Runner tags up, and the Nuts drive in their second run of the inning. On the sac fly from Perez. Arroyo comes in to score, and it's 2-0 Modesto here in the top of the first. Perez not trying to do too much with that one. Much like Arroyo, getting behind in the count and then coming back and having a positive result in the AB. So Arroyo and Perez both up to 23. Ribby's on the air. This one is popped straight back of home plate, and the catch is made a little bit off to the left side by Braxton Fulford to retire Randy Bednar. First pitch of his AB here. So two runs on two hits for Modesto in the top half of the first inning, coming off of a pretty solid 12-run game. They did so by way of the long ball with five homers in last night's 12-6 win, and staying hot here with two first-inning runs at Chuck Chancey Park. All right, let's flip the lineup card over and get you ready for this bottom half of the first inning. Again, before we do, David Gentile in for Keaton Gologli. And mentioned it pregame, but want to say again, since we're now on the air and into the game, big thank you to Keaton and the Nuts organization for the opportunity here to come in and fill in for a couple of games to round out this series. There are a lot of logistics and coordination when you pull somebody off the bench, so to speak. A lot of conversations. Tell me about this player. Tell me about that equipment. What can I expect? And Keaton just done a first-class job of helping me settle in, feel comfortable, and that's what you got to do a good job on the mic. All right, here's the batting order for the Fresno Grizzlies, 14-10, first in the Cal League North Division, tied for San Jose coming into this one. And they are operating, having a good season, one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball in terms of offense under the manager Robinson Cancel. Adiel Amador leads it off at short. Braden Ward hits second and center. Juan Brito bats third at second base. Braxton Fulford, the catcher, will hit fourth. Hunter Goodman is the first baseman batting fifth. Zach Kokoska, the left fielder, hitting sixth. Juan Guerrero, the designated hitter, bats seventh. E.J. Andrews Jr. is the right fielder, hitting eighth. And Iverson Rodriguez rounds out the lineup, batting ninth. Here's what it looks like defensively for Modesto today. Robert Perez Jr. at first, Brett Rodriguez at second, Edwin Arroyo at short, and Ben Ramirez at third. Left to right in the outfield, Randy Bednar, Jonathan Class A, and Joaquin Cabrera. Freddy Bautista doing the catching, all backing up the starting pitcher, Joseph Hernandez, who has been on a heater as of late. Wines and deals his first pitch of the day, and it comes in inside to Adeel Amador. Down and in for a ball, and it's 1-0. Left foot just slightly open. Rocks back, deals the 1-0. That one is put into play into center field and down for a base hit. Adeel Amador with a leadoff single for Fresno in the bottom of the first. Now the Grizzlies giving up those two runs in the top half of the first inning, trying to get that punchback inning in the bottom of the first, and they've got a base runner in Amador who will bump up his .341 batting average. That was the number he had coming into the game. Again, just reaching the bat out, not trying to do too much with it, lands about 20 feet into the center field grass. So Amador aboard, and here is Braden Ward. Hernandez out of the stretch. A sidearm action there. And it drops down just below the zone for ball one. 1-0. Amador over at first. 2-0 Modesto. Bottom half of the first inning here from Chuck Chancey Park. And the pickoff move over to first. Keeping an eye on Amador, who dives back in safely. And two disengagements per plate appearance. That includes a number of different things. It has to do with more than just the pitcher. It can also be if a field player or a catcher calls for time as well. So that one of the two there. Now the pitch. And that one misses down low. So two balls and no strikes to Braden Ward. Similar offering as the first one, just drops out of the bottom of the zone. So the two-hole hitter Ward standing in here from the left side, hitting .389 on the year. Hernandez out of the stretch. Kicks and deals. That one is ripped out to right field. Joaquin Cabrera heading back, looking up, and that one is gone. It's a two-run home run for Braden Ward. Runs into a 2-0 pitch. His third homer of the season. And just like that, we're tied up at two here in the bottom of the first. Fireworks here at Chuck Chancey Park. Ward flexing as he comes around, and it is Star Wars night here at Chuck Chancey Park, and he just tossed on a Stormtrooper helmet on his way back into the dugout. Gotta love minor league ball, man. Juan Brito standing in, takes a first pitch strike, and it is 0-1. Brito, the three-hole hitter, batting .238 on the year. The wind and the pitch from Hernandez put right back up the middle for a base hit. Solid line drive, perfect timing by the switch hitter Brito. And it's three batters and three hits to start things off in this bottom of the first inning for Fresno. That was as many hits as Hernandez gave up in all of his last outing at San Jose back on April 30th. Got the win, six shutout innings with just three hits allowed. And here in the bottom of the first, Fresno with three hits in its first three batters. Here's Braxton Fulford. First pitch fouled back to the screen. That one just on the inner half, and it's 0-1. Fulford is hitting .355 on the year. Three of the top four batters. Amador .341, Ward .389, Fulford at .355. The 0-1. Bounced over to the left side. Taken it short by Arroyo. Flipped to second for one. The throw to first. In time. Bang, bang play over at first. But it's a double play turned by the Nuts defensively. On a high hopper to short, fielded smoothly by Arroyo. Threw on to Rodriguez at second base for one. And that was a very close play over at first to get Fulford. So 6-4-3 double play. First pitch to Hunter Goodman. Swung on, sent out to center field. Routine fly ball here for Jonathan Class A. And he will make the catch to end the bottom of the first inning. Each team striking for two in their respective first innings. Braden Ward, a two-run home run for Fresno to tie it up after the Nuts struck first. So we're all square at two as we go to inning number two.
Oh, Jenna, I think this crowd is ready. Grizzly fans, let me hear you make some noise if you want a t-shirt.
Six, seven, eight, due up for Modesto in the top half of the second inning, starting with Freudy Batista, and takes the first pitch that spikes in front of home plate from Brian Castillo for ball one, 1-0. Nuts with two runs in the top of the first inning. The pitch. Line drive left field. That gets down for a base hit. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Batista around first on his way to second. Little bit of a stumble, close play, but the throw not in time. Throw came in from Kakoska in left to the second baseman, Brito. And Freudy Batista able to get in with a leadoff double here for Modesto. So for the Nuts, already three hits in this game. Again, in that top half of the first inning, it was an RBI triple from Edwin Arroyo and a sack fly by Robert Perez that brought home the two runs. Here's Ben Ramirez. Castillo's first pitch. Grounded to short. On a couple low hops, Amador looks off the runner at second. Throw to first is in time. Pulled Goodman off the bag, but able to make the tag of Ramirez. Routine ground out for out number one. Batista still at second base, and that will bring Joaquin Cabrera up to the plate. Cabrera hitting 250 on the year. Standing in from the right side, righty on righty matchup. Castillo sets and delivers, and that one is yanked a little low. On the fastball, comes in at 96 miles an hour. Picked nicely behind the plate by Fulford, and we will see a visit to the mound here. Just a quick check from behind the plate by Fulford. A little bit of time, and nice job from the home plate umpire signaling that as one of the two disengagements you're allowed per at-bat. It's Cass Cousins behind the plate. Trevor Patience over at first today. Back at it ahead of a 1-0. The pitch swung on, sent out to right. Andrews Jr. chasing it back, has a beat on it. He'll make the catch. Runner looks to tag from second, and he'll get in the third as the throw is cut off. So a fly out to right for Joaquin Cabrera for out number two. And Freudy Batista, 90 feet closer, he tags up. And that will bring Brett Rodriguez up to the plate. Nine-hole hitter for the Nuts, batting 158 on the year. Temperature 83 degrees at first pitch. Another nice and warm evening for baseball here in Fresno. The hitters will love that. First pitch comes in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fastball just on the inner half at 95 on the radar gun. Castillo set out of the stretch. Long look in, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Takes a little bit off of that one. Goes with the changeup at 89. And it's no balls and two strikes here to Rodriguez. 2-2 ball game. Runner on third. Top two for Modesto. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Go back to the change. And that time threw it over the heart of the plate. And it's a swing and a miss from Rodriguez to end the inning. So Brian Castillo able to pitch his way through a leadoff double. That was by Modesto's Freudy Bautista. And that's how it goes down in the second inning. We're all square at two as we head to the bottom half with Fresno coming back to bat.
Visit Fresno County invites you to step up to the plate and check out visitfresnocounty.org. Let us be your home base to discover all the exciting things to do and see right here in Fresno County. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok so you never strike out on staying in the know. Fans, want to see your selfie up on the video board? For the first time ever to Chancy Park, tweet your photo or post to your public Instagram using the hashtag RaiseTheBear. That's hashtag RaiseTheBear for your chance to be featured on our brand new video board later in the game.
Zach Kokoska, Juan Guerrero, E.J. Andrews Jr. due up for Fresno in the bottom of the second inning. Joseph Hernandez deals a first pitch down and in to Kokoska, and it's 1-0. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, very open stance for Kokoska, who's hitting 220, the 1-0. Down and in again, keeping it off speed at 81 miles an hour. And Kokoska able to lay off a couple of inside pitches, make it two balls and no strikes. Hernandez facing the third base side of the rubber. 2-0 pitch. And that one just on the outer half for a strike. Tailing away from the right-hander. And moves the count rather to two balls and a strike. Hernandez winds and deals the 2-1. That one just misses downstairs. Couple inches below the bottom of the zone there, and Kokoska in his first trip up today looking at a good hitter's count at 3-1. Hernandez the pitch. That one comes in inside, and arms are up from the home plate umpire, Cass Cousins. It wouldn't have mattered. It was inside for ball four. I believe that was a hit by pitch. So Kokoska will make his way over to first as Hernandez that time missing inside with a couple pitches, missing low with a couple of pitches. Both of these teams donning dark tops here tonight. Fresno Grizzlies marking the occasion of Star Wars night here at the ballpark. Tell you about him here in a second. Juan Guerrero standing in. First pitch to Guerrero. 79 miles an hour on the gun in there for a strike. Some of that whip sidearm, a little bit of lower arm slot action from the right-hander Hernandez. Now comes set and deals the 0-1. Keeps it off speed. Misses just over the top part of the zone. Couldn't quite break down and in. Ball and a strike here. Runner over at first. 2-2 ball game. Bottom two. And nobody out with Guerrero batting. There's the 1-1. Runner takes off and pitches swung on and fouled off. So swinging to protect the runner that time goes down as a foul ball. Fresno Grizzly jerseys here on Star Wars night. They are pretty much the night sky, maybe a little bit of Milky Way accents. So black with dotted with stars and a little bit of purple on the sleeves. Fresno in yellow and the numbers on the back as well in yellow. And that pitch is swung on and fouled off. That was a 1-2 center cut that time. And Guerrero just a little bit late on. So still a ball and two strikes here. Also cream-colored pants for the Grizzlies tonight. There's the 1-2. And it slides and stays inside. Two balls and two strikes. On that slider to back up in this righty-righty matchup and missed about 2 inches off the plate. So two balls and two strikes here to Guerrero. Kokoska over at first after the leadoff hit by pitch. Was already taken off earlier in this AB. Stays put as the 2-2 swung on and missed. Guerrero chasing a two-strike pitch outside. Nice offering that time from Joseph Hernandez. Picks up the strikeout here, and that'll bring E.J. Andrews Jr. up to the plate. E.J. Andrews Jr. hitting .222 so far on the season. One out, bottom of the second. Time will be called for here. Batters allowed to call time and step out one time during an at-bat. Part of the pitch clock rules as well. When that clock gets down to 9 seconds, they have to be alert to the pitcher. Feet in the box, eyes up. This one is bounced foul over to the left side. Those are tracking this clock here. 18 seconds with the runner on base. Starts when the pitcher has the ball, feet are on the dirt, when the catcher's also behind the plate with feet on the dirt. And then batter has to be ready to go by the 9 second mark. That one issued with about 4 seconds. It's a breaking ball away. Ball and a strike here to E.J. Andrews Jr. A lot of movement to that pitch on the slider from Hernandez. Right-hander now comes set. Kicks and deals. Runner taken off. Pitch is outside. Throw down to second. Not in time. It's a stolen base for Zach Kokoska. And E.J. Andrews Jr. now looking at a 2-1 count. Freddy Bautista behind the plate for Modesto. Didn't quite get a clean transfer on it. So double clutched on the initial look down to second base. I think he might have been safe anyway. 1-2 pitches off the plate. And evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And part of those Fresno jerseys. Very sharp look. Fun night at the park here. It's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back swinging strikeouts. There's the slider thrown down and away. Might have clipped the low and away part of the zone had it been taken. It's a really good two-strike pitch to get E.J. Andrews Jr. So back-to-back strikeouts, and that will bring up Iverson Rodriguez. Rodriguez homered twice in last night's game. Swinging a hot bat on a little bit of a streak lately. So trying to keep that going here as an RBI chance with a man in scoring position. And takes a first pitch fastball in at 93 miles an hour. Just diving in to the outer half. And it's 0-1. Kokoska out at second base. 2-2 with two outs. As that one is off the plate. Another slider that time, trying to see if they could get Rodriguez to chase. But he holds up. 2-2 is the score. 1-1 is the count. And that pitch comes in just off the plate. 2 balls and a strike here with two away. Righty-righty matchup. First two-home run game as a professional for Rodriguez yesterday. Hernandez is 2-1. Swing and a miss. More whiff stuff that time from Hernandez. Again, going back to that slider. Throws it to break low and off the plate. Just dove out of the zone late. Nice offering at 2-2. A lot of fastballs, a lot of sliders. Mid-90s typically on the gun for Hernandez. 2-2 pitch. And they'll go to slider again. 79 on the radar gun. It's off the plate. Runs the count full at 3-2 to the 9-hole hitter Rodriguez. Seen a 2-ball count at least to each of the first four hitters after some earlier swings in the first inning by Fresno. The full count pitch. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout of the side after a leadoff hit by pitch. Good stuff. Bouncing back by Joseph Hernandez. So two runs apiece in the first. Nothing across for either side in the second. It's Fresno 2, Modesto 2 as we go to the third.
All right, fans, it's time for tonight's Freeze Camp presented by The Bodybuilding. Make sure you stop by their location in Clovis at the corners of Nice and Peach for all your cryotherapy needs and more. Be on the lookout for our Freeze Camp. Oh, it's getting cold in here with this freeze. Can't freeze. And here we go. Freeze. Oh, they got it. Let's see what they can here. Freeze. Oh, who's next? I think we got a couple more. And freeze.
Leading off for Modesto, number 8, Jonathan Class A.
Top of the third in a 2-2 ball game between the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies. David Gentile with you today in for Keaton Galogli. And it's back to the top of the line. Class A, Labrada, and Arroyo. And the first pitch, fastball just on the black. On the outside corner for a strike by Brian Castillo, his second offering. Another fastball. This one comes in outside. Even up at a ball and a strike to Class A, who's 0-1 with the flyout. Sun setting here. Field cloaked in shadows as this one is ripped back into center field and drops in for a base hit. Jonathan Class A times it up nicely, and he's got himself a leadoff single here in the third inning. Class A 4-11 in this series coming in. So pretty steady, and that was coming off of 5 games against the San Jose Giants when he went 2-22. So picking things up a little bit as Victor Labrada stands in from the left side. Castillo's first pitch, fastball outside, ball one. Now that had some tail to it. That was actually an 87-mile-an-hour changeup. Our guy who can get up to 100. We've seen him sit about 96, 97 so far. 1-0 to Labrada. The pitch. Swung on, popped up. Shallow center field. Coming over is the second baseman, Brito, and he makes the catch about 10 feet onto the outfield grass. That retires Labrada, who's now 1-2, and that'll bring Edwin Arroyo back to the plate. Arroyo with the flashy kicks. Kind of a nice pink to orange to yellow fade. As pickoff throw comes over to first, so that's one disengagement of the two allowed here in this plate appearance. It looks like he should be on a basketball court. Those kind of shoes. They are sharp. Love them. First pitch of the at-bat is downstairs for a ball, and it's 1-0 to Arroyo. Had an RBI triple to get the party started back in the top half of the first inning. 1-0 with one away, 2-2 ball game, top three. Runner takes off, pitch is swung on and fouled off by Arroyo. Pitch just on the outer half that time at 96 miles an hour. So putting a little action on that time with Class A, trying to make his way over to second base. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed hitting Arroyo, who can bat from either side. The 1-1. Fastball's away. Two balls and a strike. Now to Arroyo. Toss back over to first. And that won't be in time. That pickoff move, a disengagement. The rule is if you disengage with the rubber one more time, you have to record it out or it effectively serves as a balk. After you get those first two, next pitch is outside. That one is away. Two balls and a strike. Is the count on the scoreboard? I have 3-1 down on the scorecard, and yes, it is 3-1 here. So good hitter's count. Arroyo sitting ready to look at a 3-1 pitch. That fastball's outside. Runners off. Not going to matter. It's in there for ball four. And Arroyo takes first base. Class A will move up to second. And Robert Perez will get ready to stand back in. Perez, right-handed batter, 6'1", 170 pounds. Out of Barquisimeto in Venezuela. Undrafted back in 2016. And quick conference on the mound. Runners on first and second here. The pickoff move comes over to second. That time, so that will count as a disengagement as well. Trying to keep an eye on Class A over there, the potential go-ahead run. First and second with one out. Still waiting the first pitch of this at-bat. Castillo deals, and it comes in inside to Robert Perez. Starting off backward that time, going off speed, and it's 1-0. So Class A at second, Arroyo at first, 2-2 ball game, one out, top three. Castillo tosses back to second, not in time. Close that time to try and get Class A. But he was able to dive back to the bag in time. The daylight play on once again. Working with the second baseman, Juan Brito. So that's both of your disengagements for this at-bat. As the 1-0 pitch is pulled off to the left side. Pulled by the pitcher. Outside for a ball to make it 2-0. Yep, realize terminology usually used for hitting. And now we are going to see a visit to the mound here. So it was just the battery a moment ago, and now everybody will come in here for Fresno to have a chat. The 8-team California League. Fresno and San Jose each at 14-10. Tied for the North Division lead coming into this one. Modesto at 12-12. They flirted with 500 over the last couple of weeks, trying to get over it with a win today, which would be the third straight for the Nuts. Stockton in last place in the North at 7-17 in the Cal South Division. Lake Elsinore leading everybody at 16-8. Rancho Cucamonga right behind him at 15-9. Each of those teams 7-3 in their last 10 contests, as are Fresno and Modesto. So those four squads, the ones that have been playing The good baseball, the winning baseball as of late. Inland Empire at 12-12, third place in the Cal South, and Visalia down in the basement right now at 6-18. So, conference on the mound is over. Castillo trying to find his control here. A 2-0. Swing and a miss. Back to the heat that time. 96 pitch tails in, just diving in against the right-handed hitter. Nice offering that time. And after just trying to slow things down after he had walked Arroyo on five pitches and started out Perez 2-0. He's now 2-1 to Robert Perez. Checks out to second and deals. That one snaps in for a ball. Three balls and a strike. Fastball just off the plate against the right-handed hitting Perez. So back-to-back, 3-1 counts here. Arroyo walked. See what Perez does with this. The pitch swung on and fouled off. And right over along that first base side, over to the Modesto dugout, was a fastball inside. Perez trying to turn around on it. And just a little bit early, so that runs the count full. Three balls and two strikes here with one away. Castillo kicks and deals. And that one is upstairs. Up and away for ball four. Modesto has walked the bases loaded in the third. And that will bring Randy Bednar up to the plate. So a single by Class A to start the inning. A pop-up for Labrada. Back-to-back walks from Arroyo and Perez, both of whom had a 3-1 count. Pitch clock coming down here to 4 seconds. Castillo just coming set. And that first pitch is in there for a strike. Oh, down and in. Close that time. Right on the edge of the zone for Bednar, and it's 0-1. Pitch clock had hit zero for the flash of a second. But Cass Cousins allowed him to deal the pitch. There is a swing and a miss. And Bednar now down a couple of strikes here at 0-2. Glacé's at third, Arroyo at second, Perez at first, with just one out here in the top half of the third inning in a 2-2 ball game. The 0-2. Line drive right field, and it gets down for a base hit. One run comes in to score, and Arroyo given the stop sign as the throw cut off in the infield. But an RBI single by Randy Bednar gives Modesto the lead back. It's 3-2 Nuts. Had some functional outcomes at two strikes today, and Bednar able to get the job done there. So the 3, 4, and 5 hitters have now all driven in a run. Station to station as Class A comes in to score. Arroyo to third, Perez to second. Here's Freddy Bautista with the bases juiced and one away. First pitch fastball upstairs at 96 miles an hour. And it's 0-1. Freddy led off the second with the double. Ended up being stranded out there after a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, that pitch diving in. Good movement. That 95-mile-an-hour heater. For the right-hander, Castillo makes it a ball and a strike with one away. 3-2 Nuts. We're up to 5 hits on the day. Bases loaded, one out, top three. That pitch just on the inside corner for a strike. 1-2. Going off speed that time. That is the changeup. And it catches the inside corner. Castillo sets for the 1-2. And misses downstairs. Two balls and two strikes now. It was all that Braxton Fulford, who is a good receiver, the baseball could do to try and snap it up back into the zone. But it just dived down that time. 2-2. Now the count. Here's the pitch. And he goes around, tried to hold up his swing, and it's in there for a swinging strikeout of Freddy Bautista. Back to the fastball that time. And a good pitch, challenging Bautista. So now here is Ben Ramirez. Castillo comes set and kicks the pitch. In there for a strike, 0-1. Fastball center cut. Now Ramirez has had a look at it, seen what the good one looks like. Now ready to look at an 0-1. Castillo deals, swung on and fouled off. Left side and out of play up into the stands. Another center cut fastball that time at 95 miles an hour. So a couple of good pitches for Ramirez to look at, but now he'll have to battle with two strikes. Four pitches in the mix for Castillo. Traditional four-pitch mix of the fastball, curve, changeup, and slider. 0-2. Grounded back up the middle and through for a base hit. One run comes in to score for Modesto. Perez coming around third. He will score. The throw to third, not in time. And now Ramirez getting into second base. Ben Ramirez drives in a couple of runs and extends the Nuts lead here to 5-2. Two-strike hitting continues to be the theme of this one for Modesto. And Ramirez just timed it up well, bounced it up the middle. Big hole between Amador and Brito. They got the job done. So now second and third with two away for Joaquin Cabrera. Hard hit on one hop to short for Amador, who throws over to first in time to end the inning. Bednar drives in a run. Ramirez drives in two. And Modesto makes it a three-run third inning to pull ahead 5-2. Nuts looking to protect the lead when we come back for the bottom half of the third.
Friday Night Fireworks coming up right after tonight's game, presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation.
Bottom of the third inning here from Chuck Chancey Park, and Adiel Amador will start it off here for the Fresno Grizzlies against Joseph Hernandez. And Hernandez fires in a first pitch down and in for ball one. 85 miles an hour on the gun starts him off here at 1-0. Amador, the switch hitter, standing in from the left side, takes a second pitch up high for ball two. Amador got the party started with a single in the bottom of the first. The pitch swung on and missed. Over the top of that 2-0 pitch. Actually, a little bit underneath it. It was a slider that started out on the inner half and then broke inside. Now the 2-1. Swung on, pop foul, left side and out of play. Gets up into the stands here. Been a belt-high fastball that time. Makes it two balls and two strikes. Infield playing back, trying to guard against anything down the line with Perez Jr. over at first. As a swing and a foul ball. Been working inside here to Amador. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Now, one of the rules we talk about, the pitch clock, also the shift rule in play, the anti-shift rule. 2-2 pitch. And slides in there downstairs for a ball. Even bounced in the dirt after it got to home plate right in front of Freddy Bautista. So now three balls and two strikes to Amador. The pitch. Bounced slowly over to the right side. Perez Jr. scoops it up. Back to Hernandez, who wins the foot race to first in time to get Amador one away. So in the last four batters, going back to last inning, that's now three swinging strikeouts. And some soft contact on a full count slider issued by Hernandez. He gave up a two-run home run back in the first inning to the next man standing in, Braden Ward. And clock hits zero, and Hernandez had not started his motion. So that will be a ball to start things off for Braden Ward. Kind of similar timing that we saw last inning, maybe a tick longer. One thing we've seen is that umpiring crews have called things pretty aggressively as this one is swung on and sent out to right field. Walking Cabrera back, now in, and makes the catch. A routine play for Cabrera over and right. And he is able to retire Braden Ward. Two away now in the inning. And that'll bring Juan Brito up to the plate. So it comes set, was square up with home plate, but the clock had hit zero and he hadn't started his motion. Won't be any harm or any foul. First pitch here is off the plate to Juan Brito. And it's 1-0. Brito singled back in the first. The 1-0. And therefore called strike. 86 miles an hour just at the knees. That's time to go with the changeup. Here's the 1-1. They'll keep it off speed there. That one is elevated and stays up top. 2-1. Hernandez peering in here. Nods with his sign with 7 on the pitch clock. Winds and deals. This one is bounced foul. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here to the switch hitting Brito. Singled back in the first, had one of 3 straight hits. It was Ward's 2-run home run that tied it up. Nutt's got 3 back in the top half of the third. 2 outs and the base is empty. And that one swung on and missed. 6 straight retired by Joseph Hernandez. And the Modesto defense and the Nutt's. A big 3-run inning in the top half. They get the shutdown inning in the bottom half. And Modesto leading this thing 5-2 after 3.
Actually out here celebrating National Nurses Day. Is there any nurses in the audience, anybody? Give a round of applause for our nurses. All right, and we wouldn't be able to do a Star Wars trivia without some stormtroopers and a clone trooper. Let's make some noise for them. All right, Dan, so let's look at the video board, and let's see what our first question is going to be. All right, so can you tell me what movie poster this one is?
Empire Strikes Back.
All right, she says Empire Strikes Back. Let's see what the correct answer is. All right, so now what I need you to know, so this is going to be the next one. Can you tell me what movie this is right here?
Star Wars.
Ladies and gentlemen, is this Star Wars? I would assume so, right? It's Star Wars night. All right, now what movie scene is this movie from?
Star Wars.
All right, that makes sense. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Star Wars, right? All right, Anna, let's see if you can get this third one. This one's going to be the hardest one. Can you tell me what movie this is from?
I think it's Return of the Jedi.
All right, Diana says Return of the Jedi, and let me see, they're saying she is correct. All right, now let's see if you can get this bonus one. This one, can you tell me what movie this is from?
Hey, that's from my era, that is Star Trek.
There we go, let's go back to the baseball. Let's make some noise for Diana.
Leading off, number 6, Brett Rodriguez.
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English.
Brett Rodriguez starts things out and swings through a first pitch at 87 miles an hour. here in this top half of the fourth inning. Second offering comes in inside and hits him. So Rodriguez, who looked like he might have taken it off the midsection, and yeah, the home plate umpire Cass Cousins tapping the rib cage to indicate that that's where Rodriguez got hit, so he's able to get aboard. And for Modesto, back to the top of the line here for Jonathan Classe. Classe stands in from the left side. First pitch swung on, sent out to left, heading over into foul territory, and that will fall in right in front of the pen. Long run over there that time. Kind of in between a couple defenders as well over there on the left side. Kakaska, Amador Rodriguez all making their way over. About maybe 20 feet up the line into the bullpen, about 5 or 10 feet foul. Here's a pickoff look over to first. Keeping an eye on Brett Rodriguez. Rodriguez able to dive back in safely. 0-1 the count here. Hunter takes off, pitches outside. Throw down to second, snap down, but not in time. Pretty decent toss over to second base, and a quick look that time from Amador, but Rodriguez able to steal second. Jonathan Classe hitting 261 on the year, looking at a 1-1 count. And fastball just on the outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1 to Classe, who's 1-for-2. Single back in the third inning as part of what went on to be a 3-run frame for the Nuts. Leading this thing 5-2 with nobody out in the fourth. The 1-2 down and away. 88 miles an hour. And that evens it up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Classe, slightly open stance, pointed up on the right foot, which is his front foot in that left-handed batter's box. Sees this one bounced over to the right side, taken on a couple of hops by Goodman, flips back over to first in time. Castillo just winning the foot race. That time to get Classe. So 3-1 in your scorebook. Rodriguez stole second, now makes his way over to third. So runner on third and less than 2 outs. And the Grizzlies going to go ahead and bring the infield in here against Victor Labrada. Labrada singled in the first and popped up back in the third. Tell you about Brian Castillo, appendectomy in spring training prior to 2021. As this one is bounced up the first base side and fair. Run comes in to score. Labrada's on his way to second. And the Nuts make it 3 scoring innings in 4 frames so far. Tack another one on. It's 6-2 Modesto. Wasn't particularly hard hit, but had enough on it to get past the first baseman, Hunter Goodman. And then went all the way over into the right side bullpen. We've got a right-hander warming up for Fresno. And ended up allowing him to get an extra base. First pitch here to Edwin Arroyo swung on and popped up. And gets back into the stands here, 0-1. Sergio Sanchez, who started warming up a little bit ago, is up there getting loose. Throwing some warm-up pitches as that pitch is swung on and missed by Arroyo. So 0-2 here with one away. 6-2 now Modesto. Runner out at second in this top half of the fourth inning. 2 in the first, 3 in the third, 1 here in the fourth for the Nuts. Castillo comes set, checks out to second. 0-2. Misses for a ball. 90 miles an hour and inside. Arroyo with an RBI triple in the first, walked back in the third inning. slightly, actually very, very open stance in that left-handed batter's box. 1-2. Fastball is inside. Two balls and two strikes here to Arroyo. So for Castillo, appendectomy in spring training last year, stomach issues, he had an intense infection, had to have more surgery in the hospital for a couple weeks, didn't touch a ball until extended spring training. 2-2 fouled off to the left side on a fastball up and away. So start of the season with the Complex League Rockies in Arizona in August. 8 games, 5 starts, 3-1 with a 5.11 ERA. Struck out 28 in 24 and two-thirds. The 2-2. Swung on, fouled off again. Similar location on that pitch at 95 miles an hour. Just close to the black. I think both of those pitches would have been in for strikes, but definitely at the upper corner of the zone. So Arroyo doing well to protect the two strikes. Castillo checks out to second, kicks and deals, and gets a swing and a miss. Just over the top of that one at 89 miles an hour was Arroyo, so he's retired for the first time today. Strikes out for the second out of the inning. And that will bring Robert Perez back up to the plate. Castillo looks out to second, deals to Perez on the inner half for strike one. That one just dropping in at 86 miles an hour. 6-2, Modesto, top four, two outs, the runner at second. That is Victor Labrada, who's got an RBI single in this inning. Singled in Brett Rodriguez, who led off with a hit by pitch. Castillo out of the stretch, ready for the 1-0. Swung on and sent out into foul territory. Left side, up the third base side, and right in by the coach's box. And there to make the catch is Iverson Rodriguez to retire the side. Nuts keep the run scoring party going with Victor Labrada getting an RBI single. Five different Modesto batters have driven in the six runs, and the Nuts lead this thing 6-2 in the middle of the fourth.
Lithia Subaru of Fresno, Mako Abbott, Chapter 1 School, Sunnyside Little League, Clovis West, Cal Ripken, College Hunts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Bases Loaded, Calviva Health, Ferguson Waterworks, Cal State Poison Control, the Simba School of Music, and lastly, Hanford Youth Baseball and Softball, Chicken Shack Firestorm, and the Chicken Shack Cardinals.
Bottom of the fourth inning at Chuck Chancy Park in Fresno. Braxton Fulford, Hunter Goodman, Zach Kokoska do up this inning. Joseph Hernandez looks to be settling into a groove for Modesto. He winds and deals a first pitch, and it's off the plate. Slider at 74 miles an hour, and it is 1-0. A little more top-to-bottom movement. Actually, more like a curve than a slider on second look. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. No doubt about that fastball. 94 miles an hour up and in. Ball and a strike to Fulford, who grounded into a double play in the first. Hernandez with the 1-1. This is low. Two balls and a strike. 86 miles an hour, taking a little off that time. He has retired six straight batters going back to a hit-by-pitch in the second inning. Winds and deals. And that 2-1 pitch in there for ball three. So good hitter's count to Fulford to start the inning at three balls and a strike. The pitch. Liner right at short and caught by Edwin Arroyo. Pretty well struck, about head high, a little bit of dip to it, but Arroyo right where he had to be to make the catch. That's good contact, good time to have a cut at 3-1 for Fulford. That'll bring Hunter Goodman up to the plate. 6-2, Modesto, bottom four, one out, base is empty. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Time tossing in the slider to Hunter Goodman. Here's a ground ball to short. Couple of low hops for Arroyo, and he makes the play over to first in time. Two down. So Arroyo kept busy on ultimately a couple of routine plays. Yeah, you see some of those hard hit line drives, and it's okay. You know, if it's hit right at you, it did come off the bat pretty decently. Not nothing that was too troubling, then just a routine ground out here. And that will bring Kokoska up to the plate. Takes a first pitch low, down and in, and it's 1-0. Started to talk about the shift rules. Pick it up here after that 1-0 pitch. As that one comes in on the outside corner for a strike. Nice slider. Evens up the count at 1-1. All four infielders have to have feet on the dirt. As the 1-1 is a way to make it 2-1, and you can't have more than two on either side of second base. But you can still move guys around and deploy some shifts, just not the traditional overload shift that you might see against the left-handed hitter. 2-1 is off the plate. Make it three balls and a strike. Slider that never came back in at 80 miles an hour. So what you've got right now for Fresno, Perez Jr. deep up the line. Rodriguez deep at second. Arroyo about 4 feet to the left is short and all the way back. That's second base bag. And it's the 3-1 pitch in there for a strike. Spots up a slider on the outer half to make it 3-2. Again, slider heavy, very much part of the philosophy for the Seattle Mariners organization. And we'll see a lot of them here from Hernandez tonight. Full count pitch is down and in. And Kokoska will take a walk. Aboard on a hit-by-pitch, his first time up, now gets aboard on a walk, and that will bring Juan Guerrero back up to the plate. Guerrero came in hitting 270, struck out swinging to start out that stretch of eight straight retired, which Kokoska just snapped with a walk. That was for the first out of the second. First pitch, in there for a strike. Just on the inner half. Again, continuing to be heavy with the slider. Good location to that first pitch. Not a lot of batter can do with that one. Inside and at the knees. Runner takes off at the 0-1. It swung on and fouled off. So 0-2 with two away. 6-2 Modesto here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two runs for Fresno in the first, coming off of the two-run homer by Braden Ward. And since that home run, they've had a single, a hit-by-pitch, and a walk. Over the next 13 batters, that's the only way that Fresno has gotten aboard safely, so keeping this good offense in check. And there is a check swing, strike three, and that one will end the inning. Mitch had came in inside. Guerrero unable to hold up, and it's a swinging strikeout, fifth strikeout of the day, all of them in the last three innings for Joseph Hernandez, who's been spotting the lead, and he knows just what to do with that. Modesto still leading by four runs as we go to the fifth after this.
not a lot of people know that heart is worth more than baseball. The medicine is right into that. I mean, what patient wouldn't enjoy having a mascot for the Grizzlies as their future doctor?
I'm not saying it was my idea, but a lot of people don't know this, but Parker actually graduated first in his class in mascot school.
Things started to go a little off the wall. At some point, Parker, well, he started being Parker. I was wrong. We were all wrong.
Parker, you did a really good job. It's not you, it's us. Medical school may not have been the right choice for Parker, but he certainly left his mark.
Hey, Parker.
Safe to say, he left his mark.
You're the man, Parker. We're gonna miss you, Parker.
Modesto, our Dutch Bros strikeout batter, number 16, Randy Bednar.
That's coming back to bat here in the top half of the fifth inning. Randy Bednar will start it off and grounds one over to the left side, taking it on the move. And making the play is Iverson Rodriguez. Routine ground ball. Bednar digging it. But couldn't quite beat the throw over to first. So 5-3 ground out for out number one. And that will bring Freudy Bautista up to the plate. That was interesting to see that the clock had gotten all the way down to five before Bednar had stood in. And you have to be alert to the pitcher at 9 seconds. Called for a time. Got it. And then the home plate umpire asked to reset. But that does count as your one step out as a batter. First pitch here is in for a ball to Freudy Bautista. And it's 1-0, the 1-0 pitch. This is inside for ball two. Sergio Sanchez has taken over. Sanchez 2-0 on the year with a 2.19 ERA and a .917 whip. And Bautista unable to hold up, frustrated with himself at the 2-0 pitch there. And that makes it two balls and a strike. The 2-1, swing and a miss. 87-mile-an-hour pitch just diving down over the middle of the plate. Nice offering at 2-1. Here by the new pitcher, Sanchez. Long look in here. Now winds and deals. And that one's fouled off. Just bounced back by Freudy. And it's two balls and two strikes here with one away. With Bednar grounding out to start the inning. Two-two, foul back again. Still two balls and two strikes. So Bautista battling that time. Go back to a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Fastball, slider, changeup, and a splitter for Sanchez to work with. This one swung on, sent out to left field. Playable for Kakoska. Takes about 10 steps in and makes the catch for out number two. Now the Nuts offensively have scored in three of the last four innings. Two in the first, three in the third, one in the fourth. Two up, two down here in the fifth. Here's Ben Ramirez and takes the first pitch inside. Two out, bases empty at bat. And it's 1-0. Sanchez working quickly here. 1-0 grounded hard to the right side and past the diving effort of Brito at second base. And the Nuts have a two-out base runner on a single by Ramirez. So Ramirez gets aboard here. It is 6-2 Modesto, two outs, top five. Ramirez settling into first base with his second hit of the day, and that will bring Joaquin Cabrera back up to the plate. Sanchez comes set, deals the first pitch inside for a strike. And it's 0-1. Cabrera had leaned out of the way of that pitch, which was running inside on him, but still hit the inside corner. 0-1, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And makes it 0-2. That one dropped in on the outer half. Really nice pitch. Spotted up just on the black, right on the edge of that strike zone. Got the nuts down to their last strike of the inning here. The 0-2. Fastball fouled off. 95 miles an hour, and even clipped the mask of Braxton Fulford on its way back. Saw him a couple of nights, or a couple of days back, I should say, in the opener on Tuesday of this series. An earned run, two walks, and a strikeout. Here's a swing and a drive out to center. Chasing Braden Ward back, all the way back to the warning track, and he's got it for the final out of the inning. So Braden Ward able to make the catch, and Sergio Sanchez out of the bullpen. Four up and three down, allowing just the two-out single to Ben Ramirez. Halfway to a full nine, and Modesto leading this thing 6-2.
Bruce, we have teachers from the Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation here tonight.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I need all my teachers to stand up. If there's any teachers in the audience, please stand up so we can recognize who you are. Teachers in the audience, once again, please stand up. Jenna, I know these teachers work harder than ever, right?
Much for all that you've done the past 2 years and going forward.
This year has been definitely a hard year inside and outside the classroom, but these teachers have been holding it down for all of our students in all of the Central Valley. Grizzly fans, I need you to make some noise as we celebrate our educators tonight. Chachansey Park, I know you can get louder than that. Let me hear you make some noise for our teachers. We thank you for all you do and continue to do for all the students of the Central Valley.
Fans, want to see your selfie up on the video board? For the first time at Chachansey Park ever, tweet your photo or post to your public Instagram using the hashtag RaiseTheBear. That's hashtag RaiseTheBear for your chance to be featured on our brand new video board later in the game. And don't forget that Friday night fireworks follow the game tonight.
Nobody pray for me. They may not die for me.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-9-1. E.J. Andrews Jr., Iverson Rodriguez, Adel Amador due up here for the Fresno Grizzlies. Just halfway to a full nine. Modesto leading this thing 6-2. First pitch from Joseph Hernandez is a slider away. And it's 1-0 to Andrews, who's 0-1 with the strikeout. The 1-0. And slides just downstairs. Two balls and no strikes here. Pretty good stuff from Hernandez, especially considering he gave up hits to the first three batters he faced. Then went on to retire five of the next six the first time through the order. And that pitch comes in for a ball, so that will make it 3-0. And 3-0 taken for a called strike one. Pause. Apologies for the momentary pause. We had different looks on our broadcast view and on the scoreboard from what the count was. It's three balls and a strike here between Hernandez and Andrews Jr. And that one comes in inside, and E.J. Andrews Jr. takes a walk. Slider missed about. Oh, a foot off the plate. Andrews leaning out of the way of it. Takes his walk to start off the inning, and that will bring Iverson Rodriguez up to the plate. So Rodriguez getting ready to stand in as Andrews makes his way over to first. Righty on righty matchup here. Hernandez looks over to first, comes set, deals, and it's fouled back. And just off to the right side here. Second section as nightfall is now hit at Chuck Chansey Park. And a souvenir for a fan here in this Star Wars night contest. Really nice night for baseball as well. 0-1 to Iverson Rodriguez. Here's the pitch, and it's in there low. Evens up the count at a ball and a strike. Again, good work behind the plate from Freddy Bautista trying to snap that one back into the zone, but just unable to do so. Framing the pitches, giving Cass Cousins something to look at. Hard liner to short is caught, and Arroyo makes the play for the first out of the inning. That one almost a carbon copy of the ball we saw off the bat of Braxton Fulford earlier. That was for the first out of the fourth inning. Good contact from Rodriguez, but ultimately retired. Arroyo making the play, and Andrews watching it over at first. So was able to stay over to the bat. First pitch in here to the number one hitter, Adel Amador, is in there for a ball. Misses inside, and it's 1-0. Defense playing for two up the middle, and Ramirez playing in over at third base. This one is bounced right back up the middle, skee-balled off the mound. Arroyo's got it, tags second for one, and throws to first in time for an inning-ending double play. And getting the splits out of Robert Perez Jr. over at first base. That baseball in skee-balling off the mound, so just driving up, taking a little bit of an extra lift, but Arroyo charging in, tag second himself, and threw to first in time for the inning-ending double play off the bat of Amador. So once again, Modesto able to hold Fresno scoreless, and the Nuts lead this thing 6-2 after five.
And after that one, you're going to throw on your helmet, turn around, and tag Taylor, and the first one to tag Taylor wins. All right, we'll let our G4s finish setting that up. All right, fans, let's make some noise for our contestants. All right, Jenna, on your mark, get set, go!
Let's make some noise, cheer from you guys!
Matthew's going straight to his pants, there you go.
Kiki's getting fashionably ready, she's coming up on the pants. Matthew is strutting his stuff.
All right, he got his cleats on, Kiki's making her way, hopping over to the cleats. Let's see if Alyssa can ever get those cleats on.
Okay, make some noise.
And Matthew's making his way back. And Kiki's gonna run to the finish line. She said no shoes, no problem. Alrighty, Grizzly fans, let's make some noise one more time for both of our contestants.
Leading off for Modesto, number six, Brett Rodriguez.
Brett Rodriguez set to start it off for the Modesto Nuts in the top of the sixth inning, leading game four of this series 6-2. Takes a first pitch from Sergio Sanchez high, and the fastball in there for ball one. 9-1-2, Rodriguez, Class A, and Labrada. Two up this inning for Modesto. Second pitch in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. 94-mile-an-hour fastball just on the outer half. From the right-hander, Sanchez, ready for the 1-1, and that pitch swung over the top of 1-2. 86 diving downstairs. There is your split-finger fastball. That's a nice pitch. It's ready for the 1-2. Swung on, broken bat, and to fly ball out to left field, Kokoska barely has to move and makes the catch. Wow, Kokoska playing at about normal depth, about, you know, three-quarters of the way from the edge of the infield dirt to the warning track. That was as hard hit, or at least as much distance, as I've seen on a broken bat baseball in a long time. Barrel went flying. They'll clean up the debris, and here's Jonathan Classe fouls off the first pitch. Classe a little bit late on the 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Class A 1-for-3 with a single back in the third inning. And 0-1 pitch is in there for a ball. Evens up the count. Here at a ball and a strike. Switch hitting Class A, standing in from the left side. The right-hander Sanchez with the 1-1. Bounce slowly to short. Amador up with it, sets, paces over to first, and throws in time for out number two. Sanchez has done a good job thus far out of the bullpen. Yeah, again, prior to giving up the run in the no decision back on May 3rd, he hadn't allowed a run in any of his last three outings in five and a third innings. First pitch in for a strike to Victor Labrada, going off speed that time. And it's 0-1. Sanchez winds and deals the 0-1 pitch. Softly struck left side, but past the leaping effort of Iverson Rodriguez. And Labrada will get aboard with two outs. So Labrada making it a three-hit day here. It was a soft pop. He had jammed him. Labrada, the left-handed batter, sent it over to the left side. And I thought Rodriguez had a chance there based on how soft that baseball was hit to take a step or two back, but kind of froze on it, looked at it, and then tried to leap from a standing position. But if he backpedaled from his initial read, I think he makes the play there. So Labrada aboard, and that'll bring Edwin Arroyo up to bat. He fouls off the first pitch, 0-1. Diving down and in, 88 miles an hour. 0-1 with two away, 6-2 Modesto, top six. The 0-1, bounce foul to the right side. That's a little bit early. That one brought a little more over the middle of the plate. No balls and two strikes with two outs now in the inning. Arroyo with the RBI triple back in the first. Six runs in the first four innings for the Nuts after Sanchez was able to work through a two-out single by Ben Ramirez last inning. 0-2 the count, the pitch. On the outer half for strike three. 94 mile an hour, four seam fastball, very much an attack pitch. And they get Edwin Arroyo looking for the final out of the inning. He stayed back to have an extra word with the home plate umpire, Cass Cousins. And from the look I got, no doubt that that one was in there for strike three. So some effective relief for Sergio Sanchez. Modesto still leads this thing 6-2 as we go bottom six after this.
To carry on, love Des and Tony. Happy birthday, Richard Alvarez. Love Angie, Ariella, and Joseph. All right, Grizzly season ticket holders, get out your tickets. It's time to announce tonight's season ticket winner, section 120, row 6, seat 1. Congratulations, you've won. Please report to the courtesy booth to claim your prize. Also, fans, don't forget that after tonight's fireworks show, fans get to run the bases. That's right, after the fireworks, start lining up behind section 123 for your chance to run the bases at Chancy Park tonight. It's all brought to us by our friends over at Producer's Dairy. For the Fresno Grizzlies, number one, Braden Ward.
Joseph Fernandez working into the sixth inning for the Modesto Nuts and working on a pretty good outing here. Allowed just two runs on three hits so far and hasn't allowed a hit since the first inning. First pitch with Ward showing a bunt look. Just misses inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. So Ward will dig back in, left-handed batter, has the ability to bunt and has good speed. Ramirez playing in at third for Modesto as the second pitch comes in and is taken for a strike, 1-1. Spotted up nicely on the inside part of the plate. 94 miles an hour on the radar gun. And it's a ball and a strike. Hernandez peers in, winds and deals. And this one bounced over to the right side and through for a base hit. Now Ward finds the 3-4 hole over there on the right side and has himself a leadoff single here in the sixth. That's just past the potential reach of Robert Perez Jr. there. And that will bring Juan Brito up to the plate. So that is the first hit since the third batter of this game back in the first inning. 6-2 Modesto, nobody out, runner on first, bottom six. First pitch to Brito is bunted foul to the left side. 0-1. Team that's leading low A ball and leading the majority of the country in a lot of offensive categories is Fresno's side, and they've done it mostly by just lining up and mashing. It's pickoff move over to first. Good look, and that'll count as one of the two disengagements. So the pitch clock reset to 18 with runners on base, and once the pitcher has the ball back and steps back into the circle, gets feet on the dirt, then it starts to count down. It's currently at 6 seconds with Hernandez coming set. Runner takes off, swing and a miss. Throw down to second, not in time. Skips into the outfield, and that's all that Ward will get there, the stolen base. Had a look at second base, but he was wise not to go with Jonathan Classe. Digging in and coming up with that one out in center. Even if the thrower on the money, the jump was really well timed by Ward. So he's able to get into scoring position for a Fresno team that scored two in the first, has gone scoreless in the last four innings, looking at a 6-2 deficit. 0-2 now the count to Brito. Hernandez kicks and deals, and it's downstairs. One ball and two strikes. Down and in on the 0-2 pitch to make it 1-2, 92 miles an hour there on the radar gun. Big hop and a lead off of a second for Ward. He's about 7 or 8 feet off the bag. 1-2. Swung on, popped up left side. Ben Ramirez, just by third base, is able to make the catch. He had quite a bit of time to settle in under that one. And after Ward getting over to second, it results in an unproductive out for Brito. So that'll bring Braxton Fulford up to the plate with one away. And the first pitch snapped in outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Hernandez will stretch it out, stand back in. Long look home, nods, and has his sign. With one on the pitch clock, he deals. Ripped sharply to the left side, gloved nicely by Ben Ramirez. His throw to first is in time. Low and right in the direction of the five hole, but Ramirez with the good glove. And plenty of time to toss across the infield to get Fulford for out number two. So two down, and that will bring Hunter Goodman up to the plate. So Ward singled to lead off the inning through the right side, stole second base, but two unproductive outs with him at second base, a pop up and a ground out. First pitch to Goodman. Swung on, popped up a mile high. Foul territory, third base side, coach's box area. And Ben Ramirez makes the catch once again to retire the side. So all the action that time going over to third base. Hernandez getting some good contact after the leadoff single. And Ramirez able to make the plays to put it away. So Modesto working its way through a leadoff single in the home six. And still leading this one 6-2 as we go to the seventh.
He's going to be calling his friends right about now. And there's hat number two and hat number three. Let's get them a baseball and put it under hat number two to start and shuffle them up. Now keep your eye on the hat that you think still has the baseball when we're done shuffling. Think you still know where it is? All right, shuffle up a little bit more, and is it 1, 2, or 3 who's got the ball? It's hat number 3. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a very exciting announcement to make. Tonight's game is officially a sellout. Thank you to all of California for your support this evening and all season long here at Chancy Park. And also, fans, don't forget that after tonight's game, we have Friday night fireworks here at Chancy Park, sponsored by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Leading off for Modesto, number 38, Robert Perez.
Luis Amoroso is taking over for Fresno and starts off Robert Perez Jr. with a Robert Perez with a strike, and it is 0-1. Perez standing in, righty-righty matchup here, and the 0-1 pitch is elevated, make it a ball and a strike. 6-2 Modesto, top of the seventh. David Gentile with you tonight. Good to have you here. This 1-1 is fouled back. Another elevated fastball up and in at 94 miles an hour. Here for Amoroso, 22-year-old, out of Valencia, Venezuela. And that one misses inside for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes here. Going off speed that time. 78-mile-an-hour slider. This one is swung on, driven out to left field. Heading over and looking up is Kakoska, and that one is gone. Go ahead, go nuts, Robert Perez. With a leadoff home run in the seventh, it gives Modesto run number 7. And it's 7-2. And that one. Ball traveled about 420 feet off the bat of Perez. Not much doubt off the bat. So he goes deep, and that will bring Randy Bednar up to the plate. Takes a first pitch. Fastball for a strike. 0-1, grounded over to the third base side. Couple hops for Iverson Rodriguez. Throws the first in top. Routine play for Rodriguez, was playing a little bit up the line there over at third base and makes the throw over to first. And that will bring Freddy Bautista up to the plate. So Freddy Bautista, a double, a strikeout, and a flyout to left so far in this one. And Perez extending his league lead now to 8 home runs on the year. Adel Amador came in tied for second. First pitch to Bautista is in there for a ball, 1-0. And the second offering downstairs. Is he able to hold up his swing? Yes, he was. So that makes it 2 balls and no strikes. And the 2-0 fastball is inside. 3 balls and no strikes here. Amoroso deals in a fastball at 3-1. Strike right at the knees. And now it's game on here to Bautista. So the Nuts scoring in 4 of their 7 offensive innings thus far. It's a big swing and a miss at 3-1. Home run type cut on a pitch down and in. Good location by Amoroso. Now the 3-2 swung on and missed. Couple of cuts for Freyuti. That one a center cut fastball. And Bautista strikes out swinging. 2 gone now, and we get a a chance to take a look at. First couple of pitchers have done in this one. This one is bounced over to the right side. No, we won't get a chance. It's going to be a routine 4-3 ground out to end the inning with Ben Ramirez up at bat. Robert Perez extending his league lead with his 8th home run of the season. And the Nuts stretching their lead out to 7-2. It is stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park on Star Wars night. So get up and stretch it on out with us. Back for the bottom of the 7th after this. Antonio Garabitos will take over for the top half of the 7th inning, facing Zach Kokoska, Juan Guerrero, and E.J. Andrews Jr. Set top of the 7th. A little slip. It's the bottom of the 7th inning here between the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies. 7-2 Modesto. So here we go. Garabitos facing Kokoska. And his first pitch, Kokoska showing a bunt look and fouling one off. And it is 0-1. That's a couple of times you've seen a bunt look in a situation where you might not necessarily expect it. Again, a team that really isn't known, Fresno, for playing a lot of small ball. This one swung on, driven up the first base side, but it's hooking foul. Well out of play. Plenty of distance to it, but about, call it 60, 70 feet foul. That first base side foul pole, so Kokoska with a good cut, but now down a couple of strikes at 0-2. And that one swung on. And fouled off, and nice catch by a fan here in the stands. And the sellout crowd letting him hear it. 0-2 pitch is up and away. Fastball at 96 miles an hour. Makes it a ball and two strikes. Garabitos out of Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. 21-year-old fires in an 0-2 pitch, and that is a fastball off the plate. Now that was a 1-2 pitch rather. Make it two balls and two strikes. Got eyes in a couple different locations here. Got caught scoreboard watching for the count. As the 2-2 fouled off right side. Still 2-2. Yeah, you keep your own book as a broadcaster, and occasionally you'll look up and get crossed up with what's on the scoreboard and what you have down there. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, sent out to center field. Fly ball, about medium depth in center as Class A comes in. And lots of time to settle in. And he will make the catch. One away. So spent the entire season thus far with Modesto. This is the 6th appearance for Nathaniel Garabitos. 5.40 ERA, 1-1 on the air, struck out 15 in 8 1/3 innings so far. And first pitch is swung on and fouled off, and that hit Cass Cousins right in the chest. And it looks like it missed the chest protector as well. It was up kind of high chest, torso area. Maybe caught him just a little bit close to the throat. Oh, man. That is a wind knocked out of you kind of situation. And it looks like Cousins is okay. His Fresno training staff came out to have a look at him, and the field umpire, Trevor Patience, the only other ump in the crew of two here tonight, coming over to have a look as well. Oh, but that makes you nauseous just seeing that. 0-1 pitch, grounded over to short. Clean field by Arroyo, and his toss to first is in time. So that retires Juan Guerrero. Now two outs in the inning. Now Garbito's getting a fly out for Kakoska. Ground out to Guerrero, and that'll bring E.J. Andrews Jr. up. He is struck out and walked so far today. And first pitch to Andrews is in there for a strike. Drops in an 85-mile-an-hour pitch right over the middle of the plate. 0-1. Garbitos with the 0-1 pitch and bounces low and off the plate. Make it a ball and a strike. Just yanked that one at 87 miles an hour. And fastball comes in inside. Two balls and a strike. Up to 96. Garbitos bringing the heat. Back in 2021, Arizona Complex League pitchers, he was tied for eighth with 57 strikeouts. The pitch is in there, down and in for a ball. So three balls and a strike. Good hitters count here for Andrews. Two out, bases empty. 7-2 nuts. Swing and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. That letter high. And makes it three balls and two strikes. Grizzlies down to their last strike of the inning. And yeah, Andrews will take a walk. Fastball came in down and away. Looks like he's just a little bit late on the release, pulling a couple of those baseballs. So Andrews walks with two down, and that will bring Iverson Rodriguez back up to the plate. And Rodriguez working off of that two-homer day yesterday, struck out his first time up, lined out in the fifth. One swung on and popped up right side of the infield. Couple of nuts there. And Robert Perez Jr., first baseman, makes the catch to retire the side for the final out of the inning. Nathaniel Garabitos working his way through a two-out walk. And the nuts have done a really good job stranding and scattering this Fresno Grizzly offense through the last handful of innings. Modesto still leading this thing. On top by 5 runs, 7-2 as we go to the eighth.
This is 100% fair. Both of you guys did a great job. Now, what I'm going to tell you right now is I've never seen push-ups done right like that. Right, Grizzly fans? We've never seen push-ups done like that. We never have. But anyway, like I said, let's make some noise for our clone trooper. Let's make some noise for Parker. We'll see if we can come back in a little bit. with the replay. All righty, Grizzly fans, if you're ready for some fireworks tonight, I need you to make some noise. Make sure y'all stick around for that, and we got a ton of fun happening after the game. Parker, Pro Troopers, let's go. And our Stormtrooper, come on down, come on down.
Leading off, number 4, Joaquin Cabrera.
Joaquin Cabrera starts off this top half of the eighth inning and takes a first pitch strike. And it's in at 0-1. Righty on righty matchup here. Cabrera facing Luis Amoroso. And Amoroso's second offering is in there for a strike. And there's a swing and a miss. I believe the count is a ball and two strikes here. And yet, did just get confirmation of that from the home plate umpire, Cass Cousins, as this one is grounded foul up the third base side by Joaquin Cabrera, who is 0-3 so far today. Amoroso, the one inning, had a strikeout of Freddy Bautista, gave up the home run to Robert Perez for the second ribby of the day for Perez. So this one is swung on, sent to the left center gap. Couple defenders coming toward it, and the catch is made out in center field by Braden Ward. Ward and Kakoska coming over into the left center gap. It's 385 to the gap. That one traveled about 365 feet. And the center fielder's play for Ward, who covers some good ground out there in center. And that'll bring Brett Rodriguez back to the plate. First pitch, fastball up and in. Look out. Brush back for Rodriguez. And it's a ball and no strikes here. So Amoroso has retired the last four after giving up the home run. And he finds the strike zone here. It's a swing and a miss on top of a breaking ball. Even it up here at a ball and a strike. Amoroso comes set, deals. This one swung on, sent out to right. E.J. Andrews Jr. to his left and makes the catch. About medium depth, just a little bit of a runoff to the right, about 15 feet for Andrews. Easy as you like out there in right field. Two up, two down in the Modesto eighth. And that will bring Jonathan Classe back to the plate, back to the top of the line here. Brian Castillo finishes with four innings, seven hits, six runs, all of them earned, two walks, and three strikeouts as his first pitch is off the plate to Classe. 94-mile-an-hour fastball away. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, and it's 1-0. The 1-0. Swung on, grounded to second base. Just onto the grass is Brito. Scoops it up and throws to first in time for the final out of the inning. So that is the first time tonight that Modesto has gone 1-2-3. The Nuts do it in the top of the eighth and still hold a five-run lead as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Fresno chasing five runs with six outs to work with after this.
Fireworks are coming up right after tonight's game, presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. All right, fans, time to turn your attention to the video board now and check out all the wonderful photos that you've posted tonight using hashtag RaiseTheBear. Let's take a look. Grizzlies, number 2, Adiel Amador.
A Bottom of the eighth inning between Modesto and Fresno. It's a 7-2 Nuts lead. Adiel Amador starts it off for the Grizzlies and takes a first pitch outside for a strike from Nathaniel Garbidos. Just clips the black of the plate that time, and it's 0-1. Garbidos facing the third base side of the rubber, winds and deals. This one is shot back up the middle, on the ground to Arroyo, straight back to second base, and his throw to first is in time. One away. So you can't have more than two defenders on either side of second base. But as long as your feet are on the dirt, you can pretty much go anywhere. And against a lot of these left-handed hitters, Modesto and Austin Knight have been putting a shift on, but again, in the so-to-speak terms. His first pitch is outside. Braden Ward is the batter standing in from the left side. Took a first pitch away to make it 1-0. Arribitos ready for the 1-0. That's fouled back to the screen. Dealing away again. That one just on the outer half at 94 miles an hour. Makes it a ball and a strike. So again, a different defensive look here. Ramirez is between second and third base. And just on the dirt as that one is swung on and missed at 1-1 to make it 1-2. Change up away that time. And now he'll back off with two strikes and less likely to see a bunt look here. And again, Arroyo still playing back at second base about 5 feet to the left as this one is fouled off. Ward had a bouncer up the third baseline and it just goes foul. So a ball and two strikes here to Ward, who had a two-run home run back in the first inning for Fresno. And that is still the only scoring play for the Grizzlies. 1-2 with one away here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Six straight scoreless frames for the leading offense in the league. This is a swing and a drive out to center. Class A heading back. He's got time and settles in to make the catch. Two away. Just to the left of center, maybe about 20 feet short of the warning track that time. Looked good off the bat from Ward. But, you know, Ward has done well to put baseballs into the outfield today. And, you know, advanced statistics and sabermetrics will tell you that that's what you want to do. Now, that's not really the angle you're looking at, getting under it like that. But generally speaking, more likely to get on base with the ball in the air than on the ground. First pitch to Juan Brito is fouled back. Fastball inside at 98 miles an hour from Garbidos. And it's 0-1. Garbidos winds and deals. 0-1 fouled back to the screen. 0-2. Again, dialing up the heat at 98. And in a five-run game this late, you've got a little bit more leeway to attack early as well. Garbidos, who stands at 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. And that one sails to the backstop. The 0-2 elevated fastball. One ball and two strikes. Ground out by Amador. Fly out for Ward. 1-2. Two away, bases empty. 7-2 Nuts. That 1-2 pitch just downstairs. And bending at the knees that time was Brito to go ahead and track that one on down. And Garbidos working relatively quickly. Sees this one bounce through the middle for a base hit. And Brito has himself a two-out single here in the eighth. That's the first hit for the Grizzlies against Nathaniel Garbidos. And you look at what Modesto has done defensively and on the mound in this game. Fresno hasn't had more than four batters come to the plate in a single inning since the first. And even that first inning turned on a dime. Here's the catcher, Braxton Fulford. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch downstairs. Off speed that time at 83 miles an hour down and away. And that makes it a ball and no strikes. Brito has his lead off at first. Garbidos comes set. And that pitch is in there for a ball. High fastball. 2-0. So that's the interesting thing about having the timer is you can see exactly how quickly a pitcher works. It was 7 seconds from when he got the ball back last time. This pitch coming in at 11 seconds after he got it back. 2-0 is downstairs. And now three balls and no strikes here to Fulford. A breaking ball and dealt it downstairs. So Garbidos, after missing, taking an extra second or two, but still working pretty quickly. 3-1 fastball in the outer half for called strike one. Now it's game on. Nice location that time away in this righty-righty matchup. The pitch. And able to hold up that time and draw a walk is Braxton Fulford. Fastball that time that came in low. Brito out to second, Fulford into first, and with two away, here is Hunter Goodman. So again, five Grizzlies standing in. First time that's happened since the first inning, and now we will see a visit to the mound here. So it's the battery, coaching staff, plus Edwin Arroyo here. And again, this is timed as well. So you get 30 seconds for these mound visits. And now everybody back and set up. Getting ready to go. First and second, two outs, 7-2 nuts, bottom seven with Fresno at bat. Swing and a miss by Hunter Goodman on that pitch up and in. And he got twisted up that time, took a big hack, trying to get a piece of that breaking ball, which did stay a little bit up but wasn't able to do so. The 0-1, swing and a miss. They take that one downstairs, nice pitch, slider at 82. And the nuts have the Grizzlies down to their final strike of the inning. And now time will be called for. Again, for the batter, you get one time per at-bat, per plate appearance. And a good time to take it after falling behind 0-2. Here's the 0-2. Elevated fastball pops out of the glove, and the runners will advance. And the pitch was a little bit up. Freddy Bautista had to pop out of his stance, but did not really have to stretch that time too much. Did have to put the glove maybe about a foot above his head. So Brito will get over to third, and Fulford will get into second. So now two Grizzlies in scoring positions. That slider's down and away at 1-2. Make it two balls and two strikes. Started away, stayed away at 85 miles an hour. Pretty far off the plate, good 6 inches that time. And that one is swung on and missed. 2-2 slider, outer half, and Hunter Goodman down swinging for the final out of the inning. So the Grizzlies, who had something going with two outs, got two runners in scoring position. But Garabitos able to shut the door with the swinging strikeout of Goodman. The good pitching continues here for the Modesto Nuts, and they will take a 7-2 lead into the ninth when we come back.
Oh, look at that. I don't get it how y'all made it through the gates with those guns. I hear you guys are doing that new workout plan, Bear 90X, with our Grizzlies.
Let's see some macho men out here tonight. Raise them up, flex those guns.
Oh, look at those muscles. They definitely went to Valley Fitness. We should have you guys throwing out shirts with those arms.
Get it, Queen. Get it, Queen.
Oh, there we go. Lexan runs the map, family. Oh, who we got over here? Who we got over here? Oh, you guys flex so hard it stopped the music. Wow.
There it is, right there.
I'm seeing those muscles in 4K. Grizzly fans, give yourselves a round of applause and let's see those muscles one last time.
Now pitching to the Fresno Grizzlies, number 44, Joel Condrey.
Top of the ninth inning, Modesto Nuts looking to tack on some insurance here, leading game four of this series 7-2 over the Fresno Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies going back to the bullpen, calling on Joel Condrey to take over. Condrey, the right-hander, deals in a first-pitch fastball for a strike, 93 miles an hour, right at the knees to Victor Labrada, and it's 0-1. Condrey will deal out of the stretch with nobody on. His 0-1 is off speed and in there for strike two. So goes fastball changeup right out of the gates, and that one just hitting the top part of the zone to make it 0-2. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, 0-2 swung on and missed. And Labrada over the top that time of an inside pitch. Maybe an inch or two off the plate, not much. That's a really nice 0-2 offering to get the swing and the miss out of Labrada. And that will bring Edwin Arroyo back up to the plate. Arroyo, the switch hitter, standing in from the left side, facing the right-handed pitcher, Joel Condrey. And Condrey misses with the first pitch downstairs, 82 miles an hour, and spiked in front of home plate as well. So Arroyo batting from the left side, Condrey the right-hander at 6'3", 185 pounds. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed, and Arroyo lost his balance as well. Fastball about letter high and was leaning into it a little bit. He does have a little cushion in that left-handed batter's box, so did have to stretch, and now we'll call for time before standing back in. So the pitch clock reset to 14, now counting down ahead of a 1-1. Slap foul to the left side. And Arroyo, again, working against another high fastball there. One ball and two strikes. Condrey at age 25 out of Renton, Washington. 31st round pick back in 2018. Goes with the changeup off the plate. And that makes it two balls and two strikes. Fastball, slider, and change in his three-pitch mix. Fastball bounced over to the right side. Taken by the first baseman, Goodman, who tags the bag himself. Two down. Up the line for Goodman, who was playing over in that direction and had plenty of time to go on and tag the base. So good stuff to start this relief appearance out for Joel Condrey as he tries to keep the lid on this one. 5-run lead here for Modesto. First pitch sent down the right field side and fair for a base hit. It's tailing into the bullpen. Robert Perez is rounding first on his way to second. The ball kicks away from Andrews. Perez now heading into third. And we'll stop up there with the 11th Modesto hit of the night. So it was down the line at first base, out of the reach of Goodman. Andrews went over to track it. There's a bullpen up that third base side. And I think the ball might have skipped off the mound, but it did kick away. So we'll have to see what the official ruling is here. I think it's just going to be a straight-up triple. Took a tricky bounce off of what's a slightly curved wall. First pitch here to Perez is in there for a ball. No, that's Perez over at third, beg your pardon. Hadn't updated the scorecard yet. This is Randy Bednar. Takes first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Condrey comes set and deals. Fastball is fouled back just over the netting. The souvenir for a fan to take home. 94 miles an hour, middle of the plate. And a little bit late that time. That will be scored as a double and an error out and right. So mishandled by E.J. Andrews. First error of the game for Fresno. First error of the game overall, actually. As that pitch comes in for a ball. 80 miles an hour, down and away. That one, the slider. 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Elevated right up at the letters at 94 and has Bednar now down a strike at 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch fouled the opposite way. Still a ball and two strikes. College at Division III Whitworth out in Spokane for Condrey. Yeah, I went to Gonzaga, so very familiar with that territory. First pro game with Boise just happened to be in Spokane. There's a swing and a miss at 1-2. It's a drop third strike. Fulford up with it. Plenty of time to toss over to Goodman as Bednar over the top of that 1-2 pitch. So the double in the air get Perez over to third, but Bednar strikes out. Two strikeouts in the inning for Joel Condrey to work around the two-out double. All right, we head off to the bottom of the ninth. And Fresno needing five runs to stay alive when we come back.
All right, Grizzly fans, let me hear you make some noise! Different sections. All right, everybody on the second level. If you're on the second level, let me hear you make some noise.
What about everybody down on the lower side? Make some noise.
That's our noise
leader.
Riley Davis into the game for Modesto, trying to close things out in the bottom of the ninth. And he starts out Zach Kokoska with the ball outside. 73 miles an hour, and it's 1-0. Kokoska, Guerrero, and Andrews Jr. for Fresno needing five runs here in this ninth inning. Here's a bouncer to second. Hard hit, but on the ground for Brett Rodriguez. Tosses on to first in time. One away. Now the combined pitching effort for Modesto tonight has been very good from Hernandez and Garabitos. Just five hits and two earned over eight innings, four walks and six strikeouts for the staff here tonight. And here is Juan Guerrero. Swings and pops this one up left side of the infield, and Arroyo makes the catch at short. Two down here in the ninth. They've just never really allowed this Fresno offense to get going after three hits in the first three batters. Only two hits for the Grizzlies since then. And Fresno now quickly down to its last out of the game. Kicking a deal. Slider swung on, sent out to center. This should do it. Class A coming in, and he'll make the catch. Tired the side in a brief bottom of the ninth inning. And that does it. Modesto wins it 7-2. Four-pitch ninth inning. We barely had time to introduce you to Riley Davis here in the bottom of the ninth. But the Nuts now on a winning streak, and they are back over 500 at 13-12 on the year. And now just a game back of Fresno, who's sitting at 14-11. Now barely time to catch your breath and settle in here tonight. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Modesto. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Fresno on the day. The decisions are going to go to the starters as Brian Castillo falls to 0-2, and Joseph Hernandez gets the win to improve to 3-0 on the year. So Hernandez continues his impressive stretch for the Modesto Nuts, who got 2 in the top of the first inning before Fresno answered with 2 in their half. 2 runs off the bats of Edwin Arroyo and Robert Perez. The Grizzlies, a 2-run home run from Braden Ward to answer in the bottom half of the first inning. 3 in the third for Modesto, 1 in the fourth, and 1 in the seventh. So combined to hold Fresno to 5 hits, score in 4 of their first 7 offensive innings, and come away with the win here tonight. 7-2, it's a 3-hit day for the two-hole hitter Victor Labrada. All in all, 3 nuts, picking up multiple hits on the day, and a couple of nuts knocking in 2 runs apiece for Robert Perez Jr. and also Ben Ramirez. All right, we're going to take a quick breather, and we'll come back to wrap this one up here from Chuck Tansey Park. Third straight win for the Modesto Nuts, who have earned at least a split in this series and are back over 500 at 13-12 overall. We're back after this.
Who's ready for some fireworks? I don't think y'all are ready.
I don't know, Ray. I think this crowd can get a whole lot louder. I think we asked who's ready for some fireworks. Yeah, Grizzly Bears. I don't know. I think I need you guys. Let's see. We need this crowd pumped up. This is what we're going to do. I want to see y'all do the wave. All right, y'all. I need everybody at Splash Burn. When I point at you, I need you guys to start the wave. Let's keep it going. All right. Splash Burn started. Start the wave. Now send it over to first base. All right. There we go. And
keep
they're
going.
Sending it.
Here we go, Cruz. Ready?
All right, John. Lead them to where they need to go. Grizzly fans, once you hit the Fresno social, I need you to send it back and bounce it back towards the splash park. Bring it back. Jenna, show where to go. Bring it back, Grizzly fans. All right, let's start it. Oh, here we go. Oh, that's what I love to see. I need to hear a woo as you stand up. DJ, let's pump that song up. This crowd needs to get pumped up. All right, if you know this song, I need you to get up and dance. Y'all ever see a Jedi hit La Chona? You could only see that here.
The Modesto Nuts are on a winning streak and back over 500 after tonight's victory over the Fresno Grizzlies. David Gentile with you to wrap this one up as Modesto wins this ball game by a final count of 7-2. It all got started in the top half of the first inning for the Nuts. 2 straight hits with one away, a Victor Labrada single, then Edwin Arroyo tripled to bring him home, and Robert Perez with a sac fly to score Arroyo to make it 2-0. In the bottom of the first inning, Braden Ward with a 2-run home run, his 3rd of the season for Fresno, to tie the ball game up at 2, and then Modesto would take the lead for good in the third inning. And again, consistently throughout this game, it was doing damage with 2 strikes, an 0-2 RBI single from Randy Bednar and an 0-2 two-run single by Ben Ramirez 2 batters later. That gave Modesto 3 runs for a 5-2 lead. Victor Labrada got an RBI single to score Brett Rodriguez in the 4th to make it 6-2, and they tacked on an insurance run in the 7th as Robert Perez extended his league lead with 8 home runs and 23 driven in with a solo home run out to left to start off the 7th inning for the Nuts. In total for Modesto, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors, and 7 left on for Fresno. 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, and six left on. The decisions go to the starting pitchers, Joseph Hernandez, who gets the win for Modesto to improve to 3-0 on the year, and Brian Castillo for Fresno takes the loss to fall to 0-2. Really good stuff once again today for Hernandez, especially considering he faced a little bit of that adversity. Gave up three hits to the first three batters, only gave up four hits through six innings in the game. Six innings pitch, four hits, two runs, both of them earned, two walks, and five strikeouts. His season ERA is now 2.16, and he'll be back into the qualifying category among the league leaders in ERA. It was interesting, just based on the minimum number of innings you have to qualify, he was in the lead yesterday, fell out of it going into today, but should be back in the mix, and we'll have to see where things stack up after our slew of games tonight. Couple of scoreless innings out of the bullpen from Nathaniel Garabitos with the strikeout, and Riley Davis dealing a scoreless ninth. On the other side for Fresno, the starting pitcher, Brian Castillo, it was just being hit pretty consistently throughout the start, and it was a lot of singles, a couple walks and a hit by pitch. Castillo made it through four innings, gave up seven hits, six runs, all of them earned, two walks and three strikeouts. His season ERA is now up to 6.14. But after that hot start by the Nuts, good pitching from the Fresno bullpen, allowing just one earned run the rest of the way from the combined efforts of Sanchez, Amoroso, and Condrey. Look at the offensive numbers. Modesto in this one getting a 3-for-5 day out of Victor Labrada. Robert Perez 2-for-3, driven in a couple of runs and coming up with the home run. And also Ben Ramirez 2-for-4 on the day with two driven in for Fresno. A couple of two-hit days for the 2- and 3-hole hitters, Braden Ward and Juan Brito. They each go 2-for-4. Ward driving in both runs on the home run, but all five hits coming from the top six spots in the order. So, again, some early offense, some steady offense, quality defense throughout the game, and good pitching from a couple of arms, including another quality start from Joseph Hernandez, getting the job done for the Modesto Nuts here tonight. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 9 minutes. If you blinked, you might have missed a couple innings. It was that fast here tonight in front of a sellout crowd. No official attendance number here on Star Wars Night. Capacity, 10,650. So we'll get the attendance number. Doesn't factor into some of the standing room only locations here at Chuck Chancey Park. So we will let you know eventually what that attendance number ends up being like. Again, the Nuts with the win, improving to 13-12 on the year. Fresno falling to 14-11. Let's take a quick look here at the out-of-town scoreboard. The big club, the Mariners, at home taking on the Tampa Bay Rays, trailing 5-4 in the bottom of the seventh. And a good pitching matchup between the AL Pitcher of the Month, Logan Gilbert, for Seattle. And toeing the other side to start this game for the Rays was Matt Whistler, moving into a starting role. Both pitching well this year, but a good game back and forth. Couple of lead changes again, currently 5-4 Tampa Bay Rays with the Mariners batting in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Around the scoreboard here in the California League. Get those numbers pulled up for you here in a moment. You can hear in the background getting ready for some of the fireworks here as the lights have just gone off at Chuck Chancey Park. All right, here we go. California League scoreboard. That took longer than it needed to. San Jose is on the road at Stockton, and the Ports leading that one 6-1. Six runs on 10 hits for a struggling Stockton team. So if the Ports can see that one through in the bottom of the eighth inning, that means Modesto would be a game out of first place in the north of both Fresno and San Jose going into tomorrow. Visalia and Inland Empire battling, the Rawhide at bat, 8-1 in favor of the 66ers going into the top of the ninth inning. And another game that's gone final, Rancho Cucamonga beating Lake Elsinore 4-0. Outstanding pitching from the Quakes in that one, in a battle of couple of teams that are well over 500, holding the Storm to just one hit on the day. So Rancho Cucamonga gets the win there. So the Quakes now leading that series 3-1. And Inland Empire leading the series against Visalia 3-0, so could very well be on its way to 4-0 lead in that six-game set. And then the San Jose Giants leading the Stockton Ports 2-1 coming in. So if Stockton's able to see it through, that would even things up at 2-2 heading into the last couple games of the series. Let's take a look up and down the line here for the Seattle Mariners affiliates. AAA Tacoma falling 9-5 to Salt Lake, falling to 8-20 on the year. Arkansas at 12-13, a 6-2 win on the road at Frisco today. And Everett, tough loss. The Aqua Sox were leading 6-0. Saw Vancouver come back and score 7 runs in the last 4 innings to walk it off in the ninth. So that's a look at what was happening around the rest of the Mariners affiliates here in this one. We'll get going at 6:50 tomorrow. Michael Morales set to take the hill for Modesto, 2-1 with a 4.62 ERA on the season. The right-hander moved back into the league lead in strikeouts with 28 after his last start, and he'll be countered by a righty in Victor Juarez, who's 1-0 with a 3.72 ERA. The young 18-year-old Mexican, who's pitched well in his last two goes of it. 10 innings pitched, 7 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 6 walks, and 9 strikeouts. So Morales and Juarez, 6:50 p.m. will be on the air right around 6:45 to get you ready for that one. All right, that's going to do it for me up here in the broadcast booth. Again, my name is David Gentile, filling in for Keaton Galogli tonight and for the next two games. It's been fun having you on for the ride. Looking forward to these next couple contests for the Nuts, who are now on a 3-game winning streak after this 7-2 victory here tonight. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you again tomorrow night right back here with Game 5 of the series between the Nuts and the Grizzlies. Good night, everybody.